It's a Cup of Tea. Neil Atkinson joined by Gareth Roberts and produced by Andy Heaton to have a chat about Gareth moving on from the Anfield rap and have a chat about what is a very, very, very long career now in effectively football fan media. Gareth, you know, go all the way back to Well Read. One of the first times, I remember you said the first time you saw me was speaking for Spirit of Shankly, to go all that far back in 07. And part of all of that was part of what got you wanting to do fan media. That's 15 years ago. I think that's like, that is absolutely spectacular when you stop to think about it.
It's crazy, isn't it? And yeah, I mean, look, I always wanted to get into football journalism, ideally. That was always my aim. And then coming out of uni, it never really went that way, and I ended up in local news and things like that. But I always, I did always read fanzines. I always loved them, do you know what I mean? I love the idea of them. I love the idea of getting like a different perspective on football. And I remember someone putting something on a Red and White Cop years ago, just talking about how, nothing to do with us or anything, just talking about how different people consume the game in different ways, do you know what I mean? And, yeah, and you see that all the time now, don't you? I mean, you know, for some people, stats, etc., is a massive thing. For others, it's not, and all of that kind of stuff. But there's loads more to it. I mean, some people are really paying attention to the football, the technical side of it, and all that kind of thing. Other people just sort of love the experience. I always loved, like, the fan part of it, almost, do you know what I mean? And the journey of it, and the experience of it, And I loved reading, like, Through the Wind and the Rain when I was a kid. It just felt like a bit of an education, really, into like, fan culture. And so I was always interested in, and used to buy fanzines of other clubs as well. So, yeah, I mean, all that said, I don't think I ever thought I was going to do one myself. The catalyst was, you know, Hicks and Gillette, really, and that whole dynamic of that situation, which was a crazy time to be a Liverpool fan or a football fan in that situation. And obviously, like, plenty of football fans of other clubs now have found themselves in the same situation, and it's a horrible one to think about, really, because, you know, you go to the match for escapism, enjoyment, to spend time with your mates because you love your football club, all of this kind of thing, and then we were placed in this situation through no fault of our own, where our own club was going down the banks.